Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Tell a story about a little boy who knew the real meaning of home, and strangely enough, because he did.
This is a case for the juvenile authority. Child neglect.
But, Sergeant, it isn't negligence. Mrs. Gordon is just confused.
You've got all the answers on the tip of your tongue, haven't you, Mrs. Greenwood?
I've had one answer there for years, but nobody pops the question. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. To remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Cares for the three Bartons, Barbara, Jack, and Robert. As a member of the Lakeview Children's Recreation Committee, Aunt Charlotte has taken a group of children on a picnic. It's late afternoon, now as the outing draws to a close, Aunt Charlotte is saying,
"Children, clean up everything now. Gather up all the papers.
I'd better keep an eye on them, Aunt Charlotte. You know how some people do things, hit or miss."
"I certainly do. I never made a hit, and I'm still a miss."
I guess I'll help the children.
Is that helping them, Barbara?
Oh, sure. What's that out there on the lake?
Where, Robert?
Don't you see it? The big lobster at the pool with a funny-looking doohickey on top.
That's my reflection.
Oh, no, Aunt Charlotte. Over there on the opposite shore.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, that's a power driver. They're building a dock.
For big ships?
No, for rowboats, sailboats, and canoes.
I'd rather be on a big ship.
Me too.
Aunt Charlotte, is there anything you'd like better than a big luxury ship?
Mm-hmm. A little court ship.
Oh, Charlotte.
There, Charlotte, we're one ship short.
Can I trust your arithmetic there?
Oh, no fooling. Someone's missing, but I don't know who.
I know who's missing. It's Kenny Gordon. He's always missing.
You mean he always runs away, Robert?
No, he just hides.
I suppose there's a difference.
I'll find him, Aunt Charlotte. But if he sees somebody around, he won't come out. So can you hide behind that tree?
Oh, sure, and peek over the top. It'd be easier for the tree to hide behind me. But I'll get out of sight here.
Hey, Timmy! Hey, Timmy! Come on out wherever you are. You don't have to go home. You can come to my house for supper. You mean it? You're not so scared, Robert. Sure I mean it. That would be crazy to have you.
Gee, your aunt sure is strong.
Yes, she's okay.
Meaning old kangaroo?
That's short. I just asked Timmy to supper.
Oh, that's fine. Well, we'll phone his mother and get her permission.
I don't think anybody over the home wants to come. My mother and father work all day. Yeah, Charlotte. Timmy's mother's a welder.
Oh, that's wonderful, Timmy. Suppose we drop by your house and leave a note for her.
Well, I don't know if she'd like it on account she hasn't cleaned up the house yet on account of going to work. You think it's sort of mad if I bring somebody in and it's not cleaned up yet?
Oh, well, I'll stand outside and tuck the note under the door, okay?
Okay, that'll be all right.
All right.
Timmy, that's that beat you to the bus.
That's where you're going.
That's that beat you too.
Better play safe, Robert, and bet I can beat the bus.
This is where I live. Wait till I unlock the door.
help you? Hey, Mom, I didn't expect to see you. Look, it's all cleaned up and everything for you. Come in, Miss Greenwood.
Miss Greenwood?
Oh, I forgot, Mom. This is Robert Barton's home.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, Mrs. Gordon.
Charlotte Greenwood, the actress?
Well,
please come in. My husband and I have been fans of yours since...
I know, since you were children.
Oh, no,
Miss. Well, you know, Mrs. Gordon, I must say you look more like Timmy's sister than his mother.
My mom's home. I won't have to go to your house for supper. Don't say now.
But Timmy, that's not a very nice way to ask. Oh, it's very understandable, Mrs. Gordon. Your being here was such a pleasant surprise to him.
It sure was.
Well, the truth of it is, I just went in to get my pay today. See, they closed down the plant.
Oh, that's right, of course.
Jesus. That means we can go home.
No, Timmy. That means that your father and I can look for new jobs. My husband's at the station now trying to get train reservations for Chicago. We feel there's more chance in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
But, Mom, you promised we wouldn't work no more after the war. You said we could go home.
Timmy, we'll talk about that later. I hope he behaved himself at the picnic today.
Oh, Timmy's a fine little boy.
Well, lately he's been sort of out of hand. But I haven't had much time to do anything about it.
Where is your home, Mrs. Gordon?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm a Philadelphia pepper pot.
Kind of a little town that I came from doesn't belong on a map.
I don't believe there's any such town.
It's a swell town. I have finally had a nice house, too.
Oh, nice house. It seems that I'm afraid he's boasting. We were papering and changing and all kinds of fixing. As it was, Mr. Gordon had a car making ends meet.
I could have a dog, too, couldn't I, Mom? If we were home. But we were, I used to have a white one with black spots. A polka dot.
Polka dot? Oh, Dalmatian, huh?
No, a little spot.
Oh, Timmy, they're fine dogs. You know, when we were kids, we used to wait near the firehouse just so we could watch those polka dot dogs run every step of the way with the horses to the fire.
Run with them?
Yes, and you know, those fire horses wouldn't have answered the alarm without their pal going along.
We had horses on fire.
It's hard to believe, eh, Timmy? But they had them once upon a time when I was a little girl. That's kind of hard to believe, too, isn't it?
Gosh, I want a dog like I used to have.
Oh, Timmy, there are more important things than that.
More important than a boy and his dog?
Well, they don't allow dogs in this apartment. Besides, Timmy's got more toys and better clothes than he ever had. He ought to be quick before.
Oh, I'm sure he appreciates all these things.
Oh, goodness knows I do. Why, Miss Greenwood, before I went to work, I never owned a pretty dress. Times have changed, and I'm going to make the best of it. Reconversion may mean I can get a steady job.
I thought reconversion meant, well, for one thing, giving a boy back his dog.
And Lee took over a hot stove. No offense.
Hey, Mom, I'm hungry. Is he ready?
Timmy, we're going downtown for dinner.
Oh, I don't want to go downtown for dinner. I want to stay home.
Stop talking, Timmy. Stop talking. What's that over you lately?
Could be an effect of reconversion.
Hey, Robert, where did you learn to play Chopin?
Is that what I'm playing?
Yes, dear.
That's good, huh?
Oh, it's the very best.
Oh, I didn't know. Timmy showed me how to play it.
Timmy Gordon?
Yeah. He used to have a piano when he was home.
Did he take lessons?
Sure, from his mother. He said she used to play the piano awful good.
Hey, Rob, can't you give that tune a little boogie-woogie bass?
Jack, haven't you any respect for the classics?
Well, sure. But I also like some good music.
Oh,
I'm going to go turn on the radio.
Well, Mr. Barton, that's your idea of good music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to prove it to you, Miss Greenwood, may I have your song?
Delighted, my sweet.
Hey, Father, don't you mean?
Okay, Robert, come on.
Oh, good. God, you're a real hat.
You mean I'm a ducky skin cracker?
Yes.
Hey, Father, look at that jump.
Oh, he's a slick chip with a new twist on the rubber.
He's an old hen with a stale twist from the turkey trot. One, two, buckle my shoes.
Three, four,
shut the door. Five, six, a pickup, a switch. Seven,
face, lay them straight.
And I'm saying the big fat head.
I saw some of the dances they did when you were a girl.
Oh, no, no, I'm not dressed right, Barbara.
Not dressed right?
No, I need a powdered wig and a hoop skirt. Oh, well, there's nothing like a night at home with a body. I mean, was there?
Well, now, what do you suppose that is?
Do we have to go?
Well, no, no, I'll go.
Turn off the radio, Jerry.
Okay. Who is it, Barbara?
It's the policeman, Aunt Charlotte.
Well, have him come in.
He wants to see you, Aunt Charlotte.
That's still a good reason to have him come in.
Oh, good evening, officer.
Good evening. My name is Dennis Nolan, Mr. English.
I'm glad to know you, Officer Nolan. This is Barbara, yes. Jack, and Robert Barton.
Hello. Hello.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Gee, Jack, can you imagine having a real-life cop sitting out in your own living room?
He's not a cop, Robert.
Well, he's got on a uniform.
Mr. Nolan is an officer.
Yeah, that's right, son. Anytime a cop comes in the front door, he's an officer.
If you're selling tickets for the annual ball, I'll buy some.
Well, that's mighty kind of you, Miss Greenwood, but I didn't come for that.
Well, what did you come for, sir? If nothing else, officer, we're direct.
And that's what I ought to be. You know, I've been standing outside your house not wanting to barge in on you, thinking you had a party.
Well, we did have one, a family party.
Well, it looks like I broke it up.
Oh, I was dancing with Jack, and I was ready to have this fun thrown in, and I'm sure he was.
Well, I think you're a pretty slick dancer, Aunt Charlotte.
As a matter of fact, Officer Jack thinks I'm hip.
Well, I kind of think so myself, if you don't object to my saying it.
Object, Officer Nolan? Why, I have the greatest respect for the law.
You know, Miss Greenwood, I've been admiring you from a distance. Does that sound strange?
No, very familiar.
I see you every time you go into town. I'm traffic officer at Clifton Springs.
Oh, of course. You stopped traffic the other day so I could catch my bus.
That's right.
God, you stopped traffic just so you could catch a bus?
I call that pretty good.
Pretty good, yes, but you're good when you can stop traffic without the aid of the law.
Aunt Charlotte, please be serious.
Not until I have to. Do I have to be serious, Officer Nolan?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the little fellow means to you.
Little fellow? What little fellow?
Well, we picked him up hiding in the park. He won't tell his name or address or anything. Finally, he admitted knowing Robert Barton's Aunt Charlotte. Then he said something about an attack of recent virgin.
Oh.
Then he insisted you knew all about dogs with polka dots. Can you make anything out of it?
Yes, I can, officer. It's Kendall Gordon. Where is he?
Well, we've got him at headquarters, and the sergeant would like to see you. Will you come with me now?
Of course, officer. Right away.
School days are here again. And thousands of youngsters are away in schools and colleges, in many cases, many miles from home. For these young hopefuls, it's a long stretch till the first holiday homecoming. And if you have a boy or a girl away at school, every letter or package or card you send can help combat that homesick feeling. Between letters, why not send a card to your youngster often? At your Hallmark dealers, there's always a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. For instance, your card can bring just a cheery everyday hello or a heartwarming message telling your dear one how much you miss him. You can find clever, original cards packed with humor, dozens of them, enough to keep him grinning through the whole semester. And cards to say good luck when exam time comes around. If your youngster's birthday is due while he's away, naturally you'll want a card to remember him then and on any special occasion. So make your selection this week. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now back to the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. Kenny Gordon, one of Robert's friends, has been picked up by the police and has refused to answer their questions. When finally he admitted knowing Robert Barton's Aunt Charlotte, the sergeant sent Officer Nolan to fetch her. We now find him at the police station. The sergeant is saying,
"Well, Nolan, you certainly took your time.
Well, traffic's heavy tonight, Sergeant.
What's the matter? We out of sirens?"
I'm here, Sergeant. Good evening.
This is Miss Greenwood, Sergeant.
I've seen the young lady.
Oh.
Around for years.
Well, Sergeant, I'd like to see Timmy Gordon.
Oh, so that's his name. Bring him out, Nolan.
Yes.
Miss Greenwood, where does this Timmy Gordon live?
In an apartment house on Maple Avenue.
Has his parents?
Oh, yes.
How long have you known him, Miss Greenwood?
Well, I only met him this afternoon.
I don't get it. You only met him this afternoon. He called for you instead of his mother.
Oh, I just happened to strike a sympathetic chord in him. It's very simple to win children over.
Simple, is it?
Mm.
We tried for 2 hours to get that kid to say something, and he wouldn't open his mouth. We even tried to get a laugh out of him by making funny faces at him.
Well, that's where I've got it on you.
What do you mean?
I don't have to make a funny face. I've got one.
Who hasn't?
Hello, Timmy.
Timmy,
everything's all right, Timmy.
Oh, gee whiz.
So you can talk, huh?
Don't be frightened. The sergeant just wants to help you.
I don't want to go home.
Is that why you were hiding in the park, sir?
Yes, sir.
Didn't you go to dinner with your mother?
No, I ran away.
Are you in the habit of running away?
I guess so.
Doesn't your mother worry about you?
I can take care of myself.
Hey, what kind of mother have you got?
Sergeant, it's not as bad as it sounds. Mrs. Gordon has been working in a plant.
Oh, another one of those things. We get more of these cases all the time. Nolan, take him into the other room, and I'll arrange for the juvenile authorities to take care of him tonight.
Yes, sir. Come along, young fella.
Will you come to Miss Greenwood?
Yes, Timmy, but first I want to speak to the sergeant. Sergeant, you wouldn't call the juvenile authorities, would you?
I would, and I am. This is a case for them. Child neglect.
Have you any children, Sergeant?
No, I'm not married.
Neither am I, but I have three...
Huh?
Well, you see, I'm sort of an adopted aunt.
Oh. Well, Miss Greenwood, I'm going to get Mrs. Gordon down here and let her face the juvenile authorities. They'll handle it. I recognize the fact that Mrs. Gordon did a job for the war, but I can't overlook the fact that she neglected a child. We've had dozens of cases like this in the last few years. They're all alike.
You can't judge one person by another. Now, my mother was very pretty and attractive young woman, and look at me.
Miss Greenwood, are you trying to sidetrack me?
Oh, I certainly am not. We're both going in the same direction.
You mean I look like you?
Heavens, no.
That's a relief.
No, I mean we both want to help Timmy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the best way to help Timmy is to help his mother.
Go on.
Well, from what I saw when I called on Mrs. Gordon, she's not a fundamentally negligent woman. She's just confused.
Miss Greenwood, the stage of reconversion we're going through is bound to bring confusion.
I'm inclined to believe, Sergeant, that our confusion was brought on by conversion rather than reconversion. It isn't logical for a woman like Mrs. Gordon to turn from housekeeper to welder without being confused.
Well, what do you suggest I do about it?
Would you release Timmy in my custody and let me take him to his mother?
What will you do then?
Take a chance that a woman's instinct to be a mother is stronger than her desire to be a welder?
I see. Well, all right. But let me warn you, Miss Greenwood, if this case comes to my attention again, I'll turn it over to the juvenile authorities immediately.
That's fair enough, Sergeant. You're a fine, understanding man. But I'm sure everybody has told you that.
Everybody except the one person I'd like to hear it from.
Uh-uh. Your girlfriend?
She says I'd make a bad husband. What do you think?
At my age, there's no such thing as a bad husband.
Get out of there.
Jack, things have come to a pretty pass when you have to pick your Aunt Charlotte up at the police station.
Well, I'll say. You all right, Jimmy?
Yes, he's fine. Come along, Timmy, and I'll take you to your mother.
I don't want to see you.
Your mother?
She promised to take me back home, and now she isn't going to.
Is that why you ran away?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Timmy, would you like to go for a drive and then come to our house?
Oh, gee. I sure would.
All right, Jack, you take him in your car and bring him home in about an hour.
But Aunt Charlotte, where are you going?
I've got a little welding job to do.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Gordon. This is Charlotte Greenwood. I'm calling because...
I'll call you back later. I'm so upset. Timmy.
I know, Mrs. Gordon. I'm calling to tell you Timmy is all right. And if you'll meet me at my house, I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, thank you. I'll come right over.
Jack takes Timmy for a drive, and then I called you and came home, and that's the whole story.
Oh, Miss Greenland, you've been very kind. I appreciate it. I'm sorry Timmy put you to such trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble, Mrs. Gordon.
But he's a great trouble to me, Miss Greenland. I do the best I can. I fix his meals before I go to work, and still he runs away.
Well, maybe he doesn't like to eat alone.
I don't know what else to do with him under the circumstances. He was never like this back home.
Maybe home has something to do with it. Home doesn't depend on where it is, but what it is.
How are you going to make a person understand that?
How? You know, the boys will be home soon, and Timmy hasn't had any dinner. I'm going to fix up something for him.
Oh, no, Miss Greenwood. Please, don't bother.
Bother? This is going to be fun.
Fun?
You see. Come into the kitchen, Mrs. Gordon.
Oh, Miss Greenwood, I'd do wish you wouldn't fuss.
Oh, I won't. Timmy will have to take potluck.
Potluck? You know, I haven't heard that expression for a long time.
Now, let's see what we've got here in the refrigerator.
No. What a lovely kitchen, Miss Greenwood. So nice and big.
It's a good thing it is. I'm hardly kitchenette size. Now, let's see. There's cottage cheese with peaches. That'll make a good salad. And milk and... My word, not a crumb of bread in the house.
Oh, that's all right. You said potluck, you know.
Oh, but boys need something to stick to their ribs, you know. I suppose I could make some biscuits.
Homemade biscuits. Even sounds good to me.
My biscuits always sound better than they taste. I made a batch for a picnic once, and everybody used them to keep the tablecloth from flying away.
You know, I used to have pretty good luck with making biscuits.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Well, here you are, Mrs. Gordon, with an apron. Remember?
Oh.
You talked yourself into a job.
Oh, Mrs. Gordon, I haven't cooked for so long.
You find the flour, salt, and baking powder right away.
Right in the cupboard. Yes, that much I do remember.
How many biscuits do you think we should make?
Well, if you're planning on filling up two young boys, I'd say a lot of them, of course. Oh!
My goodness! Do you just toss the ingredients into a bowl like that without measuring them?
Oh, anybody know how to do that?
Yeah, anybody but me. I'm not exactly a wow with a chow, as they say.
Didn't he feel important?
Oh, well, that's just our way of making him welcome.
Back home, he was always getting me to do special things for him. Of course, he was only a little fellow then.
How old is he now?
9.
Maybe we can help him recapture his youth. Well, the boys ought to be back in a few minutes now. Let's wait for them in the living room, shall we?
All right.
You know, I hear you play the piano very well.
Oh, now, whoever told you that?
Oh, I got it through the grapevine system, you know. Timmy told Robert, and Robert told me, and...
I haven't played in years.
You haven't cooked for a long time either, and see what happened? Besides, Timmy would get a thrill if he came in and saw you at the piano.
Well, if you're not too particular, I'll try.
That must be Timmy and Jack. You keep on playing.
Greenwood?
Yes?
I'm Mr. Gordon. My wife here?
Oh, yes, Mr. Gordon. Come in.
Oh, thanks.
Louise, I saw your note when I got home and came right over.
But you didn't have to come for me. I just wanted to let you know where I was.
Well, it's good you did. I got the tickets to Chicago. We're leaving tomorrow. Well, come on, Louise. I think you better get Timmy so we can get going.
Fred, wait a minute, please. I don't want to go to Chicago.
Don't want to? But I've got the ticket that was your idea.
Most people want to change the other fellow's idea, but when they change their own, I'm for it.
But we can't change this. We planned it for weeks.
But, Fred, enough has happened in the last few hours to make me see what I haven't seen. The things.
You've been unsettled about everything for the last 3 years. That's what I've seen. And it's about time we did something different. You said you wanted to go to Chicago. Well, I've got the tickets and we're going.
Don't stand in the hallway, honey. Come in.
Timmy, come back. Jack, pop in.
I've got a minute, darling. Come on, young fella.
Timmy. You're moving. You've got my mother's body and he's taking away. So you're going.
they'll go with you.
Timmy, what do you mean? What kind of talk is that? It
means he's trying to run away.
Run away from home?
No, no. He's running away from what isn't a home.
What are you talking about?
A home, Mr. Gordon. Home isn't a place, it's a feeling. It's a feeling given and shared by a family, where a mother and a father and their children live, not just stay. It's a woman's home for a man, if you can catch the man.
We used to have a home like that.
I know. If you hadn't given Timmy a home like that, he wouldn't miss it so.
So that's it, huh, Timmy? Well, I'll tell you something. I've missed it myself.
You have? You know what, Timmy?
What, Mom?
I'm going to give you my throat test.
With all the real kids? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
And I'm going to get the grease out of my hand. And I'm going to get that electric stove I've always wanted.
Maybe we can find a house where I can have a spare room for my work.
Please, Captain. You see, Miss Greenwood, Frankie Carpenter is Fred's hobby. Men just seem to want a hobby around the house.
Men do?
Yes, Miss Greenwood.
Tomorrow I start to develop a hobby.
Card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. You see, it is quality that has maintained Hallmark leadership for more than 30 years. Because Hallmark quality tells your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Just go to your dealer and say,
I'd like to see the Hallmark card, please.
Or always remember that
a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, someone I know said yesterday, now that the war is done, I'm going to spend my energy in simply having fun. My wartime duties all are past. My sacrifices, too. And now I'll do for happiness just what I like to do. I wondered, as I heard her, if the happiness she sought would ever be so simple and as pleasant as she thought. For duty, work, and sacrifice are not unhappy things. Your sacrifice to someone else, unmeasured pleasure brings. And simply doing what you like can soon begin to pall. You often find there's nothing left you like to do at all. So here's a rule for happiness. So often proven true. Don't merely do the things you like, but like the things you have to do. And now, until next Sunday, at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying,
so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday.
K-E-C-A, Los Angeles. Transcribed.